So there was this podcast I used to listen to a while ago. It was actually a podcast episode, and it was about success and tips around becoming the best version of yourself. And I think it was like 60-something tips. So I created my own version of this, and this was 20 success tips. I've run something like this before, but I wanted to go through it again with different tips and strategies here. I love listening to these types of episodes quite regularly because they do give me a little nugget of wisdom. Things hit different when you hear them time and time again. Sometimes you might be ready to take on a tip and other times you might not be ready for it. So I'm going to go through these tips and give you a little bit of explanation on each one where relevant. Number one, spend time with people that energize you. There's so many energy vampires out there that take your energy away and basically dull your flame. If your flame is getting dulled regularly in your life, you're probably not living your best life. Number two, journal every day. How I journal every day is I write five things I'm grateful for and the top three tasks that I want to complete for that day. Rinse and repeat 7 days a week. You've got 35 gratitudes and 21 tasks completed for the week. You're going to be pretty fucking successful if you do that. Number three, follow a program with your training, business, nutrition, and analyze what's working. Following a program for your training is a fucking no-brainer. If you listen to my podcast, you should be on a training program. And if you're not, get your shit together and get on one. Secondly, with business, if you don't have a plan for your business, you probably have a pretty fucking awful business, to be honest. So it's pretty self-explanatory on that one. Nutrition. Definitely calories and macros are the absolute minimum of things you should be tracking or following as a guideline. Food plans are good, just depends where you're at. And in terms of analyze what's working, KPIs, if you have a business, key performance indicators, revenue, profit, clients, sales per month, those types of things. If you have a business, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. If not, ignore this unless you want to. Number four, take responsibility for your actions and situation. Everything is your fault, whether you believe that or not. The situation you're in, your situation of how you look is a direct reflection on the choices that you have made in your life. People don't want to believe that. It is true. People don't need to tell me how their training and nutrition is going. I can see it. Number five, leave nothing to chance and go after what you want. Life's short. If you believe in the Big Bang Theory or God, or that we're in a simulation, the fact of the matter is that we're all going to be turning to dust at some point. And I don't know about you, but I want to make the most out of this life before I do turn to dust. Number six, get out of your own head. Nobody else is thinking what you are thinking. Sometimes your harshest critic is you. Number seven, know your why or you'll burn out. Simon Sinek says, your why should make you cry. How you analyze and find out your why is you ask yourself the five whys. And that is, why are you doing the thing you are doing? Then the next question is, why are you doing that? Next question is, why are you doing that? Next question, why are you doing that? And then the fifth question is, why are you doing that? At the end of the five whys questionnaire or questions, you will have your true why on why you are doing the thing you are doing. There was a lot of whys in that. Number eight, get mentors to guide you on the journey. Particularly with mentors, you want to find a mentor that has done the thing you have done before you. If you want a mentor in strength, get someone who's strong as fuck. If you want a mentor in business, get someone that's actually had a business and has had success in that business. One of my biggest pet peeves is there are business coaches out there who have never had a successful business or never worked a fucking day in their life. Do not take advice from these people. Number nine, which goes into this last point, take advice only from people ahead of where you are. Everyone's got an opinion on your situation. Whether you believe or trust those opinions is up to you. But generally, I only listen to advice from people that are ahead of where I'm at in what I want to do. Number 10, drop the ego. The ego is the enemy. Build others up around you and don't compare yourself. Number 11, look within if you have a problem. Everything is your fault and it's the stoic way. At some point, you have made the mistake to cause the problem in which you have in your life right now. Number 12, plan your time spent or it will spend you. You should be planning your weeks in advance. And some of the ways I do that is I schedule in the times when I'm coaching, and whether I'm coaching in business or I'm coaching in my gym or whether I'm coaching my teams or staff. Fun, like when am I going motorbike riding? Training, when am I training? Lunch, when am I going to eat lunch? All these types of things are planned out ahead of time for my week. That is how you ensure you have a productive week. Number 13, take care of your body. You've only got one. And that is literal. And every time I speak to someone a little bit older that has had a health battle, they always tell me the same thing. I'm 31, going on 32 next year. And I feel this more and more every year. You get a little bit more worried the older you get with your health, and things get a little bit more serious. As I've gotten older, my nutrition has gotten a little bit more serious, my sleep's gotten a little bit more serious, and the things I put into my body in terms of supplementation have gotten a little bit more serious because you're ticking the clock down. And I've said this on multiple podcasts, but the average life expectancy in the Western world is 75 years, which means at 37 years old, you are halfway. You want to maximize every year after 37 as good years, not years where your body is falling apart and fucked. Number 14, be the example you want to see in the world. Don't tell people what you want to see in the world. Show them. There's no point, you know, shouting from the rooftops on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook about how fucked up the world is and you're doing nothing about it for yourself. Number 15, don't complain. Someone always has it way worse than you. Number 16, take action. Action comes before motivation, not the other way around. It's also true in the dictionary. Number 17, belief in yourself is key. If you don't believe in yourself, who will? I can smell it on people a mile away. Unconfidence, not believing in themselves, and not believing they have the potential. If you don't even fucking believe it, how am I meant to? Number 18, if you do what everyone else is doing, you'll become what everyone else is becoming. Don't follow the crowd. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like what everyone else is becoming. I don't want to be like everyone else, so I don't do what everyone else is doing. Number 19, set your BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. Break it into smaller goals and go after it every day, 7 days a week. Rest days are fucking overrated. If you really have a goal, you're going to go after it hard. 20, practice Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese term for continual small daily improvements. Every day you want to get 1% better, and that is how you live your best life.